The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 18, text number 65. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on January 5th, 2018, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Matmana
Bhava
Matbhakta Matyaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Eva Eshasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priya Asi Me Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Majaji Mang Namaskuru Mamme Vaishyashi Satyam Te Patijane Priyosime Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Majaji Mang Namaskuru Mamme Vaishyashi Satyam Te Patijane Priyosime Matmana, thinking of me.
Pensando en mí.
Bhava, just become.
Tan solo conviértete en.
Matbhakta, my devotee. Matyaji, my worshipper.
Mi adorador.
Mam, unto me.
A mí.
Namaskuru. Offer your obeisances.
Ofrece tus reverencias.
Mam, unto me.
A mí.
Eva. Certainly.
Ciertamente.
Eishyasi. You will come.
Vendrás.
Satyam, truly.
In verdad.
Te, to you.
A ti.
Pratijane, I promise.
Yo prometo.
Priya, dear. Asi, you are.
For me.
May, to me. Translation and purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Purport, the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so moral that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and attain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. These are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varada, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that is present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind in the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. This verse is very, very wonderful. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. And offer your homage unto me. Thus she will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So Prabhupada is explaining that just as Arjuna is in this very special position of being the intimate friend of Krishna, we should also follow this path of Arjuna. We should follow this path of
Arjuna.
He says, everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna. So would you like to be Krishna's dear friend? When you are Krishna's dear friend, nothing in this world can ever, you can never be defeated. Yes, actually. Just as Arjuna was not defeated, you will never be defeated. Now it appears that Arjuna was defeated for some time. He and his brothers had to go into exile for some time. So it appeared that he was defeated. But actually he was not defeated. Because Krishna was his dear friend. Even when he was in exile, Krishna was his dear friend. You see. So we should all try to become like Arjuna, dear friends of Krishna. No es difícil. You simply follow this instruction of Bhagavad Gita. You see. Always think of Krishna. Be the devotee of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Offer homage unto Krishna. Your whole life should simply be Krishna, 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 Krishna. At every minute. Always think of Krishna. Always talk about Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Always bow down to Krishna. Always do what pleases Krishna. Make friendships with the devotees of Krishna. Become the disciple of a guru who is a devotee of Krishna, who will train you how to be a devotee of Krishna. Because in that position, yatta yogeshvara krishna tatta, this way, that verse, yatta yogeshvara krishna tatta partha janar janaha tatta shirva jaga bhutir dravanetir matir mama. The final verse in this chapter. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be victory, opulence, extraordinary power and morality.
Porque donde sea que esté Krishna, que es el poderoso supremo de todo poder místico, donde sea que esté Arjuna, que es el gran arquero. Can you repeat the last part, please?
There's victory.
Hay victoria.
Opulence.
Opulencia.
Extraordinary power.
Poder extraordinario.
And morality.
Y moralidad.
So that's all. You'll achieve all those things, you see.
Entonces nosotros podremos alcanzar todas estas cosas.
You become victorious.
Y volvernos victoriosos.
You become of the highest moral character.
Y volvernos del carácter moral más elevado.
Whatever opulences you need to serve Krishna, it will all come to you automatically.
De donde sea que esté Krishna, toda la opulencia va a venir hacia nosotros.
And you become very, very powerful personalities.
Y vamos a convertirnos en personalidades muy, muy poderosas.
You can achieve all of these things.
Tú puedes alcanzar todo esto.
You simply have to focus on Krishna.
Simplemente tienes que enfocarte en Krishna.
Nothing else is required.
Nada más es requerido.
Therefore, we have a movement called the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Por eso nosotros tenemos un movimiento que se llama el movimiento para la conciencia.
To train you how to be thinking and fixed in Krishna consciousness at every minute.
Enseña cómo pensar y estar fijo en Krishna en cada minuto.
Whenever we are Krishna conscious, we are full of bliss.
Mientras nosotros seamos conscientes de Krishna, vamos a estar llenos de bienaventuranza.
And whenever we forget Krishna,
y así como olvidamos a Krishna,
Maya.
Maya.
Not very good. It's called a sick mind.
Y esto no es muy bueno porque es como una mente enferma.
When you remember Krishna, your mind is very healthy.
Tú recuerdas a Krishna, tu mente muy saludable.
When you forget Krishna, your mind is sick.
Pero cuando tú te olvidas de Krishna, tu mente es enferma.
Enferma. You see, muy, muy enferma. You see.
Muy, muy enferma.
So do you want to be sick or healthy?
Entonces, ¿quieren estar enfermos o quieren estar saludables?
Then you have to be Krishna conscious.
Entonces, tienen que ser conscientes de Krishna.
The interesting thing is, the medicine and the cure are one and the same. The medicine and the healthy state are one and the same.
Entonces la medicina y la cura, la medicina y el estado saludable es uno solo.
When you achieve perfect mental health, you will always be thinking of Krishna.
Cuando tú alcances una salud perfecta, vas a estar siempre pensando en Krishna.
And the way to achieve that state is to always think of Krishna.
Y en ese estado siempre vas a pensar en Krishna.
You see. In the material world, the medicine and the healthy state are two different things. To get healthy, you take some bitter medicine.
Para volverte saludable, tú tienes que tomar una medicina amarga.
But in this medicine, the healthy state and the medicine are one and the same.
Pero en la conciencia de Krishna, la medicina y el estado saludable es uno solo.
But because we are neophytes, sometimes we think the medicine is bitter poison.
Pero porque nosotros estamos confundidos, a veces pensamos que la medicina es como
I don't feel like chanting Hare Krishna.
No me siento como para cantar Hare Krishna hoy día.
Sometimes we see that the devotees say, people say, I don't want to be Krishna conscious. It's bitter.
Algunas veces vemos que los mismos devotos dicen, yo no quiero ser consciente de Krishna porque es amargo.
But actually, it's interesting to note this connection. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is happiness in the mode of goodness.
Pero en realidad esto se puede explicar de la siguiente manera. En el Bhagavad Gita hay felicidad en el modo de la bondad.
It's bitter in the beginning and sweet in the end.
Es amarga en el principio, pero es dulce al final.
And there's happiness in the mode of passion.
Y también hay felicidad en el modo de la pasión.
Which is sweet in the beginning and bitter in the end.
Que es muy dulce en el comienzo, pero al final es amarga.
So the material world, everybody is running after that Rajagun happiness, you see.
Entonces, en el mundo material uno se acostumbra mucho a actuar en ese modo de rara.
Money, 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 sweeter than honey.
En plata, 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 es más dulce que la miel.
Give me a girlfriend. Give me a boyfriend. Make me famous. Make me rich.
Dame una novia, dame un novio, vuélveme famoso, hazme rico.
That's called Rajagun, you see.
Eso se llama Rajagun.
Beginning it seems very nice, you see.
Al principio pareciera ser muy, muy bueno.
But it turns into very, very bitter poison.
Pero
Now, happiness is the mother of goodness. In the beginning, it's a little austere. Well, I have to take these beads, you know, and I got to go like this, and I got to go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. 16 times around the beads. That's 1,728 repetitions of these syllables.
O sea, al principio la felicidad, la modalidad de la bondad puede parecer un poco amarga. Yo tengo que tomar mi ronda y empezar a cantar el Mahamantra Hare Krishna 16 veces, que son 1,728 nombres de Krishna.
Entonces, one could think, well, how could that be any fun, you know?
Alguien podría pensar, ¿cómo esto de alguna manera podría ser divertido?
Maybe it's better to go watch some movie than, you know.
Mucho más entretenido era ver alguna película.
One can think that.
Eso.
But when you actually dive in, you see, when you actually dive into the mantra,
pero cuando tú en realidad te sumerges en el mantra,
you enter into an ocean of bliss.
Tú en realidad estás entrando en un océano de bienaventuranza.
And with each syllable, you go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Y con cada sílaba tú empiezas a ir más profundo, más profundo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Instead of watching the movie, you get to be in the movie. Because when you chant Krishna's name with love, you are directly associating with Krishna. And you also become a part of his lila. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wants to inundate this whole world with his holy names. So you, when you chant with love, you actually are a member of Chaitanya's lila. So why watch some nonsense movie when you can be in the greatest movie that was ever filmed? Actually, every devotee is a star. Krishna sees every devotee as a superstar. Krishna loves every one of his devotees. Actually, it's stated that there is no one more dear to Krishna than the one who chants his holy names.
Se dice que nadie es más querido para Krishna que aquellos que cantan su santo nombre.
You become Krishna's dearmost devotee when you chant with love his names.
Te vuelves el devoto más querido de Krishna cuando canta su santo nombre.
You may say, well, I don't believe that because there's so many millions of devotees. How I could be the dearmost devotee?
Eso no puede decir, no, yo no creo eso porque hay miles de millones de devotos. ¿Cómo yo puedo ser el más querido de todos?
But I will give you proof.
Yo te voy a dar una prueba.
The queens in Dwarka.
La reina de Dwarka. See,
Krishna, he went to the center, the governmental center, every day as one Krishna, you see.
Krishna iba al gobierno central cada día como un solo.
He sat on the throne as the Lord of Dwarka.
Entonces, él se sentaba en un trono como el señor de Dwarka.
But just like everyone, when they go to work during the day, at night they go home.
Pero como cualquier persona, él iba al trabajo durante el día y en la noche.
So after sitting in the throne as the Lord of Dwarka, he would go home in the evening, you see. But he was different from regular people. Now, some movie stars, they may have four or five houses, you see. Just like that Johnny Depp, he has four or five mansions, you know. But Krishna is bigger than Johnny Depp. He has 16,108
mansions.
And he has a wife in each one. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Talk about a cool guy, you know. He's got 16,000 wives. And you think, well, it'd be really tough being one of Krishna's wives, you know. You think, well, it must be really tough being a wife of Krishna, really difficult. Because you have to wait 16,108 days for him to come to your palace.
porque tienes que esperar 16,108 días para que él venga a tu palacio.
You think Krishna is so mean and nasty?
Pero tú crees que Krishna es tan...
He'd make each wife wait for 16,108 days for him to come to her palace.
Claro, tan sinvergüenza que las esperar 16,108 días a cada esposa para ir a visitarla.
How many years is that? I mean, there's 360, divide 365.
Almost 8 years.
Let's see how many years that would be. Where's my...
¿Cuántos años sería eso? Vamos a ver cuántos años sería.
That's amazing, you know. Divide 16,108 by 365. How many years they'd have to wait for Krishna to come home?
¿Cuántos años tendría que esperar cada esposa?
Huh? 16,000 divided by 365. 16,000. Who has the number?
44 years.
44 years. Waiting 44 years for your husband to come home. Wow! In only one night. Oh my goodness. But Krishna is so kind and he's so powerful, he's so amazing. Every night when he goes home, he divides himself into 16,108 Krishnas.
Pero Krishna es tan poderoso, tan increíble, tan sublime que él cada noche se divide en 16,108 Krishnas.
So every wife is understanding, I am his favorite wife. It's really great. I'm the favorite wife of Krishna. He comes to my home every night. Those poor 16,107 other queens, they just have to wait for 44. They just have to wait for how long? No, how long? So the point is this. Every wife is the most dear wife of
Krishna.
Because Krishna goes to her home and gives himself fully to her. So in the same way, if you fully give yourself to Krishna, he will fully give 100% of his time and energy to you. Krishna will become totally your property.
Krishna se va a volver parte de tu propiedad.
When you become the property of Krishna,
cuando tú te vuelvas parte de la propiedad de Krishna,
Krishna becomes your personal property.
Krishna se vuelve tu propiedad personal.
So why would you hanker after anything of this material world?
Entonces, ¿por qué vas a desear cualquier cosa de este mundo material?
Even to be Brahmaji,
incluso ser Brahma,
is nothing compared to being Krishna Bhakta.
Nada comparado con ser un devoto de Krishna.
Of course, if you're a devotee Brahma, that's all right. If you're a devotee Brahmaji, that is okay.
Ah, entonces claro que si eres un señor Brahma devoto, bueno, eso está bien.
But not all Brahmas are devotees. There are non-devotee Brahmas also. You see.
Pero así como hay Brahmas que son devotos, hay otros que no son devotos.
Actually, we were all. Do you know this from Prabhupada's books? We were all non-devotee Brahmas.
¿Ustedes sabían que nosotros éramos todos no éramos señores brahmas no devotos?
Do you remember when you were Lord Brahma?
¿Ustedes recuerdan cuando ocupaban la posición del señor?
Every
Brahma?
One of you sitting here in this room were Lord Brahma when you first fell down in the material world.
Todos los que están aquí cuando recién cayeron al mundo material eran el señor Brahma.
You were the Lord of the entire universe.
Ustedes fueron los señores de todo el universo.
Prabhupada describes this in his purport. The first birth of the jiva when he falls down is his Lord Brahma. So, if that from that Brahma birth you become a devotee, you go back to Godhead, no problem. But if you're a non-devotee Brahma, big problema. You go down, 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 all the way to Santiago. So let's get out of this quagmire. Let's get out of these identification with this flesh and blood.
Salgamos de esta identificación con este cuerpo, esta carne y esta sangre.
No, I'm not flesh and blood. No, I saw this cuerpo. Is it?
No soy este cuerpo.
You're not flesh and blood.
Usted no son carne y sangre.
You are not that female body or that male body. That's not you.
Usted no son esos cuerpos femenino o masculino. Eso no son.
That's just a car or an instrument they're using. That's all. You're the driver sitting in the heart. That's all. You see?
Eso es simplemente como un auto. Usted en realidad son los choferes de ese auto.
I'd like to do a little experiment right now. You all can join me in this experiment. You ready? Point to your right ear. Point to your left ear. Point to your nose. Point to yourself. Everyone point to yourself. You know where most people point? Right here. Even Karmis. You do this even with Karmi, almost everybody points right here. You know that? And that's amazing. Because we all know, actually, I am seated right here in the heart. Intuitively, we all know I'm seated right here in the heart. This is called Atma Tattva, knowledge of the self. Everybody intuitively has Atma Tattva. Knowledge of the self.
Conocimiento sobre el ser.
And if they will associate with devotees,
cuando ellos asocian con devotos,
that Atma Tattva will become fully manifest.
Ese Atma Tattva se vuelve completamente manifiesto.
This is why devotee association is so important.
Por eso que la asociación con los devotos es tan importante.
Because even though intuitively we know I'm this sitting right here, this is me. You see.
Porque incluso sabiendo que yo estoy aquí en el corazón,
we forget. Because we're being bombarded by all of this propaganda for material sense gratification. Everywhere. Drink this, smoke that, have sex with this, blah, blah, blah. Travel here, do this, eat, 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 eat. Everywhere, all this propaganda, you see. Practically every business is trying to exploit the false bodily conception of life. They want your pesos. And they promise you sense gratification for the pesos. So we have to become a little detached from this material society. That's a very important thing. The first Lord Chaitanya teaches the first principle of spiritual life, asat sangha tyag. You have to become detached from material association. Now when I joined, I was a little attached, you see, to material association. When I became a devotee, I was a little attached to material association. So the first Christmas I went home for Christmas. And they were sitting there eating turkey. I just didn't fit in. I never went home for Christmas after that. Although one time we did try, we made a deal after I got married to this great devotee here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. We made a deal with our parents. We will cook the Christmas dinner. We will cook the Christmas dinner. We're going to have prasadam at Christmas dinner. Then my brother's wife, she got all uptight and angry and upset. So we never did that, tried that again. You see. So in this way, you know, I became detached from that family. My material family, you see. Even now my brother, he lives in the same city as me. He's become a rich man. And he out on the west side of town, he got a big acreage, a big house, and a lot of land. So he invited me to come out and see his new house. Because he wanted to show off how opulent he is.
Entonces quería mostrarme cuán opulento era él.
So I said, sure, we'll be happy to come.
Y dije, claro, nosotros estaríamos felices.
Well, we'll come out there and have a Hare Krishna kirtan.
Vamos a hacer un Hare Krishna kirtan.
And then he said, can we do something a little more sublime?
Y él dijo, podemos tal vez hacer algo un poco más.
So I didn't go. You see.
So
I didn't go.
Entonces yo no fui.
So the point is, you can engage your material attachments in Krishna's service.
Entonces el punto es que tú puedes ocupar tus apegos materiales en el servicio de Krishna.
But if they're not interested in Krishna consciousness, detach yourself. You can engage your mundane family members in Krishna consciousness.
Puedes ocupar a los miembros de tu familia en conciencia de Krishna.
That's for their benefit.
Eso es para su
beneficio. They say, oh no, don't you ever talk about Krishna. I don't want to hear about Krishna. I don't want to take that food. I don't want that food. Just don't tell me, don't give me anything about Krishna. Then you'll be detached from it. That's it.
Entonces, pero si ellos te dicen que no quieren saber nada de Krishna, que no quieren tomar nada de prasad, que no quieren que tú les cuentes nada, entonces es mejor desapegarse un poco.
Asat sangat chag. Be detached from material association.
Y volverse desapegado de la asociación material.
But it is stated man is a social animal.
Pero se dice que el hombre es un animal social.
So we have to be attached to something.
Entonces tenemos que estar apegados a algo.
That's why we have the Society of Devotees.
Por eso que tenemos una sociedad de devotos.
Srila Prabhupada explained one of the principles of surrendering to Krishna is to become a member of a spiritual family.
Entonces Prabhupada dice que uno de los principios de rendirse a Krishna es volverse parte de la familia espiritual.
So I have a very big family, you see. You are my family. In this way, we are a family, you see. So we have to associate not as strangers or enemies, but we are family members, you see. We are all the followers of Prabhupada, you see.
So
by following Prabhupada's instructions,
Prabhupada,
to awaken pure love of God within our hearts,
eso va a despertar amor puro en nuestro corazón.
We have a wonderful family all over the world.
Tenemos una hermosa familia en todo el mundo.
My wife and I, we travel all over the world.
Yo y mi esposa viajamos por todo el mundo.
We have a wonderful spiritual family in Mendoza, Argentina.
Tenemos una hermosa familia espiritual en Mendoza,
before that we were in Sydney, Australia.
Antes de eso estábamos en Sydney, Australia.
Before that we were in Melbourne, Australia. Before that we were in Johannesburg, South Africa. Before that we were in Mauritius. Before that we were in London. Before that we were in Austin, Texas. So there's a wonderful worldwide family of Prabhupada's followers, you see. And we have to learn how to love each other. Sometimes we want to find fault. You're no good, you're no good, only I am good. But we have to understand the way, the proper utilization of this fault-finding propensity. To find faults with myself, you see. If you like to find faults with yourself. I guarantee you'll find a gold mine with faults in yourself. You'll find a whole huge gold mine of faults within yourself. Each one of us have many, 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 many faults. You see. So if you're very eager to discover and rectify all of your own personal faults, then you'll have very good relationships with all the devotees. Devotees who don't get along with other devotees, they're not trying to weed the faults out of their heart. There are different stages of bhakti. The first stage is Shraddha, you have faith in the process. The second stage is Sadhu Sangha, you associate with devotees. The third stage is Bhajana Kriya, you take Diksha. You make the vows, you become initiated disciple. And the next step is Anartha Nivritti.
luego es anartha nivritti.
That is the heavy, that is the heaviest of all the steps.
Es el momento más difícil, más pesado.
Many people come.
Muchas personas vienen.
They have faith. They associate. They get initiated.
Tienen fe. Luego se asocian. Luego se vuelven iniciados.
But because they do not embrace anartha nivritti, they go away.
Pero porque ellos no toman en serio anartha nivritti, ellos se van.
So I can tell you, if you want to become a pure devotee.
Entonces, si tú te quieres volver un devoto puro.
If you want to become qualified to see Krishna face to face, the most important step on that pathway back to Krishna is called anartha nivritti.
El paso más importante para volver a Krishna es ese estado de anartha nivritti.
Your heart is like a garden.
Tu corazón es como un jardín.
Our hearts are like gardens, but there's so many weeds in that garden.
Hay muchas malezas en ese jardín.
And they are choking our devotional creeper. So anartha nivritti is when you weed all these weeds out of your heart, you see. Once you cross anartha nivritti, you achieve nishta stage. Nishta, fixed. Now, we just came from Mendoza the other day, you see, yesterday. On the airplane, it was pretty easy. And just imagine if you were taking a bicycle from Mendoza to Santiago. That'd be pretty hard, wouldn't it? Especially the first part of the trip, pedaling up the mountain. Of course, once you get to the top, it'd be pretty easy, just gliding all the way down to Santiago, you know. But going up, muy difícil. So anartha nivritti is up. Once you get to nishta, it's practically as becoming the pure devotee is almost automatic. Therefore, whatever stage you're at, let's say you just have faith in the process. Then you should embrace the principle of devotee association. So if you've embraced the principle of devotee association and you got initiated, that's very good. Now those of you who are initiated, you must work very diligently, with great determination to weed all of those weeds out of your heart. Weeds like lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, laziness, craziness. We have to weed it all out, you see. As we say in English, that is what separates the men from the boys. Those who embrace anartha nivritti, they become pure devotees of Krishna. They become fully qualified to see Krishna face to face. Those who do not embrace anartha nivritti, they will take birth again. Birth after birth after birth, even if they were devotees. Until they embrace anartha nivritti. So we have to be very serious about getting these weeds out of our hearts, you see. But actually, you know what? It's fun to weed the heart. It's like going to the doctor and getting some medicine and getting well. It's actually muy, muy extático to embrace the principle of cleaning your heart. What does the pure heart mean? It means pure love for Krishna. So that's why we beg Krishna.
Por eso es que
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We're begging Krishna to weed our hearts free of all this dirt so we can become the pure devotees. So perhaps there's some questions. You'd like to add something, G?
In the beginning, everybody weeds out, right, follow the regulative principles, and they weed out their weeds.
Su Priya Madre está diciendo que en el comienzo, en realidad, todos los devotos tratan, se están esforzando por sacar la mala hierba del corazón.
But then after that, the weeds grow again.
Pero después de eso, las malas hierbas crecen de nuevo.
Well, there's the gross weeds and the subtle weeds. The fertilizer empowers the weeds.
Everything.
Okay. So what's the question? Okay, what's the question?
The question is this. I'm asking them what to do.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. You have to become very strong and determined. That's the thing. That I will, you must be very determined. It's called Dridha Vrata. I must now focus on being Krishna's devotee as my only goal. Make Krishna's pure devotee is the only goal of my life. You must be very determined. If you have that determination, Krishna will help you easily plow through all the anarthas, no problem. Just like Bhishma Dev is very rigid in his vow, we have to be very rigid. Now, from now on, let my every thought... Oh,
better
try.
Como, la pregunta es cómo ella podía hacer cuando veía que en su propio jardín las hierbas crecían más rápido, más rápido, más rápido después de haber parecido como que la hubiese cortado toda. Entonces Maharaj dice que uno tiene que volverse un Dridha Vrata, o sea, hacer votos aún más fuertes, ser más estricto, volverse más poderoso, tal como Bhishma Deva, que él se volvió muy, muy, muy fuerte en volverse un devoto puro de Krishna.
You have to learn this lesson.
Tú tienes que aprender esta lección.
From your sixth guru. Do you know who is your Siksha
Guru?
Yes, but there's another one that Prabhupada mentions. The little sparrow. You know the story of the little sparrow? Prabhupada tells the story of a little sparrow. It's a little bird called a sparrow.
Golondrina, sorry. The little sparrow. Yeah, la pequeña golondrina,
una historia. So, the little sparrow laid some eggs.
Entonces la pequeña golondrina tenía unos huevos.
But the mean, nasty ocean stole the eggs.
Pero el océano se robó esos huevos.
So the little sparrow said, "Give my eggs back."
Entonces la pequeña golondrina le dijo, "Dame mis huevos de vuelta."
The ocean refused.
Y el océano se negó.
So that little sparrow became determined, "I will dry up that ocean." She went down to the ocean, she took some drops of water in a little beak, she ran back to land and dropped the of ocean water on the land. She was going back and forth, a little water deposited, down, down, more water deposited on the land. And this way she was determined, I will dry up that ocean and get my eggs back. Everybody was laughing. Just see that stupid little bird. She's going to run herself to death. She'll never dry up the ocean. But do you know who is the big brother of the little sparrow? Garuda. And Garuda saw how they were charging his little sister. He was not very pleased. He came zooming in on Garuda Airlines. You've heard of Garuda Airlines? Yeah. They have an airline, Garuda Airlines. So Garuda, he came zooming in on a Garuda Airlines. And he told that mean, nasty ocean, you better give those eggs back immediately, or I will dry you up. The ocean immediately. Because he has all mystic power, he can easily dry up the ocean. So he immediately gave the eggs back to the sparrow, you see. 1 minute. So you must all have the determination of a little sparrow. Even though I have this ocean of material desires completely torturing me to death, I have my Guru Maharaj. I have Prabhupada. And they will save me. If I am determined like a little sparrow.
Sometimes that help comes. You don't want to take it.
She said, sometimes the help comes if you don't want to take it. The little sparrow was not so stupid. Garuda, I don't need your help. I'll just do it on my own. The sparrow was smart enough to know Garuda knows what he's doing. Let me just let him do his thing. You see?
So
when the Guru, when Prabhupada and the spiritual master come to save us, we have to take their help.
Huh? One has to be intelligent that the helpers come now.
Yeah, sometimes a senior devotee comes and they correct us for our mistakes and we start fighting with them. No, I didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about? Yeah, actually, I have one fallen disciple. So-called disciple. He came to me today and he said, I have stopped chanting because I want to become important. He must have become important in the material world. But the fool did not realize that even if you become the most important person in the material world, Lord Brahma is useless if you're not Krishna conscious. And one who actually fully absorbs himself in Krishna consciousness is actually the most important person in the whole world. Who can say that Prabhupada is not important? He is the most important person in the history of the world, Prabhupada. You see. And if you dedicate yourself as Prabhupada has done, you will also become the most important person. Every one of you. You see. You may think, well, how could I become glorious? Only Prabhupada is glorious. But you know what Prabhupada said? He said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. But why don't you become glorious? So the point is, when you become the fully sold out servant of Guru and Krishna, you also become glorious. You see? It's not that we want the glory, you see. We say we want to please our Guru, we want to please Prabhupada. That's all we really want. But when you do that, you also become glorious. Any other questions, comments? Yes.
In this process of anartha nivriti.
Okay.
Nosotros estamos tratando de limpiar esos anarthas que tenemos en el corazón, ¿no?
We are trying to clean these anarthas that
yes.
we have in our hearts.
Yes.
Pero nosotros estamos tratando de limpiarlos, pero con la asociación de los devotos, ¿no? Porque el anartha se limpia externamente e internamente, ¿no?
But we are trying to clean those anarthas in the company of devotees because you can clean it like externally and also internally.
Yes.
Y en ese proceso de tratar de los anarthas con toda esa asociación de devotos, uno comete ofensas también a veces.
In this process with the association of devotees, you also commit some offense.
Entonces,
you don't have to. Not necessary to commit offense. But in a neophyte stage, we do.
But it should happen that maybe I feel too much anger, that is my anartha, and when I'm with other devotees, I like manifest that anger and I can offend someone.
So, what's the question?
So, ¿cuál la pregunta?
Claro, ¿cómo podemos aprender a manejar esto para no cometer ofensas? Porque, claro, uno confía en los devotos que puedan ser tolerantes también, que uno está en ese proceso que ellos también están pasando. Pero puede que algunos devotos no sean así, ¿no? Puede que no sean igual de tolerantes como yo lo espero que sean conmigo, ¿no? Y se puedan sentirse ofendidos. Entonces, ¿cómo uno puede tratar con eso?
So how can we go through this, like, relationship?
Very simple. The solution is very simple then. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati teaches. In the morning, beat your mind with shoes 1,000 times. I'm a rascal, I'm a nonsense, I get this no good, I've got this lust, this anger, this greed, I'm simply rascal. Beat your mind with shoes 100 times, 1,000 times, 100 times, 1,000 or 100? 100 times. Beat your mind with shoes 100 times every morning. I am simply asanam bhav, simply rascal.
Soy simplemente un sinvergüenza, soy un iracundo, soy 100 veces en la mañana.
Soy asura. I'm a demon. You have to honestly see what a demon you actually are, Prabhu. You're a demon. You're not a devotee. If you were a devotee, you could see Krishna at every minute. You're trying to be you're a demon who's trying to become a devotee. That you have to understand. Not that, yes, I am a great devotee, don't you see my Brahman thread? No. I'm struggling to become a devotee. And then in the evening, beat your mind with a broomstick 100 times. So if you, that way you always remind yourself, I'm simply rascal, asuram bhav, I'm nonsense, save me Krishna, save me Guru Maharaj, save me Lord Chaitanya, please save me, I'm just drowning in this ocean of nonsense. In this way, if you always have that inner prayer, you'll be fine, you won't commit any offenses.
Entonces, en la mañana todos tenemos que hacer esto, darnos cuenta que en realidad somos demonios tratando de volvernos devotos de Krishna y estar pidiéndole y orando mucho a Krishna, por favor ayúdame, sálvame de este océano de ignorancia, estoy inmerso en este océano de ignorancia.
There was a question in the back somewhere, I saw a hand earlier. See us?
Sí. ¿Qué pasa si que viene el deseo? ¿Cómo tienes que hacer? ¿Tienes que reprimirlo?
So she's asking Maharaj,
if I feel some desires or the desires come, material desires
yeah.
come to me, how? What should I do? I should
replace them with the spiritual desires.
Reemplazarlo con deseos espirituales.
Prabhupada gave one example.
Prabhupada da un ejemplo.
Just like boys are attracted to beautiful girls, for example, you see. Prabhupada said, collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna.
Entonces, Prabhupada dice,
Colecta todas las mujeres hermosas y entrégaselas a Krishna.
So that's an example, you see. And if you have it, one has a desire, then you use that for Krishna, you see. Whatever your desire is, offer it to Krishna. Not you for your enjoyment, but offer it to Krishna. So don't deny your desires, spiritualize your desires, you see. Just like one time I wrote Prabhupada. Because when I joined this movement, I had a desire to make a spiritual revolution on the planet. See, when I was a hippie, I was thinking how to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. I was a hippie singer-songwriter, you see. So I had this idea of being a spiritual master who could you know, enlighten the whole world. I had that idea even before I joined ISKCON, you see. So I asked Prabhupada about this desire. You know what Prabhupada wrote me back? He said, you can aspire to become Jagad Guru. It's a spiritual desire. He personally told me that I could aspire to become Jagad Guru, the spiritual master of the whole universe. So the point is, Prabhupada encourages, if you like to dance, dance for Krishna. If you like to sing, sing for Krishna. If you like to cook, cook for Krishna. But you take your desires and learn how to engage them in Krishna's service. That's the, not that you just deny them, you engage them in Krishna's service. And Prabhupada also, I also want to be a famous singer. Prabhupada, I also engage that in Krishna's service. You desire to be a famous singer, you can desire. Prabhupada also told me I can engage that in Krishna's service.
Yo también quería ser un cantante famoso, y Prabhupada me alentó a cómo yo podía transformar ese deseo hacia Krishna.
So that's the key. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Maharaj, what Srila Prabhupada told you about your desire of to be a big star?
For which desire?
What Srila Prabhupada told you about your desire to be a superstar?
He said, you have a desire to become, he says, that he told me was, I could desire to be a famous singer, and he told me I could do that, I could desire, he said, this is a spiritual desire, he told me. I can read you, I can show you the actual letter after the class if you want to see it. I have it in the Veda, it's in the Veda base. The letter he wrote me, it's in the Veda base, you see. I can show you.
Does that mean that you can become a superstar or so famous singer singing the love songs?
No, you have to make Krishna conscious songs, you see. It's like George Harrison, My Sweet Lord, you know. You can make spiritual songs about Krishna consciousness. Yes.
Translate the previous one because they are asking, what did you say? They are very interested in know what did you say, but I didn't translate. Can I?
Yeah, translate whatever, yeah.
Un segundo, perdón.
Yo voy a traducir lo que dijo Maharaj antes. Maharaj dijo que Prabhupada le había dicho que era un deseo espiritual volverse un cantante, una superestrella, siempre y cuando hiciera canciones conscientes de Krishna como George Harrison había hecho My Sweet Lord, por ejemplo.
Anything else?
Girindra Prabhu.
Our time, how much time do we have?
Yeah.
Oh, already 8:15.
No, eso sí. Cuando un maestro espiritual sabe que tiene un discípulo que no está siguiendo, que está perdido, ¿de qué manera el maestro espiritual se preocupa en ayudar a ese discípulo? ¿O qué es lo que siente o cómo lo ayuda? ¿De qué manera el maestro rescata a ese discípulo? ¿O si lo hace o no?
So he's asking, when you have a disciple and you know that he's fallen, like, what do you do? I mean, how do you try to help him?
Preaching.
Predicándole.
Even I put my arms around him.
Incluso yo lo abrazo.
Like a loving father, you know.
Un papá amoroso.
Preaching and even loving, embrace like a father.
Entrego mi amor, mi cariño como un padre abrazándolo y también.
Try your best and pray to Krishna, you know. Yes. Let's see, you were I don't know, there's so many questions, and we have some, oh my goodness, there's so many questions. And I want to do a little video too. See, I have a video that goes on YouTube every day. I want to do a little video to show all of you in the video, but just for a minute, but I can do that only 2 minutes at the end. I can do that at the video. Plus I have a few of my CDs here, only about 10 left. That's also there after the class. Anybody wants one of my CDs after the class? I only have about 10 left. And it's called Our Sweet Lord. But anyway, yes.
So he's saying that Lord Krishna, like wives of Lord Krishna, they feel like they were very like dear for Krishna. But he's saying, how can I attract the attention of Krishna and become like beloved to Krishna? Like,
it's very simple. Krishna becomes attracted to you to whatever extent you're attracted to him. Actually, Krishna is 10 times more attracted than you are.
Yeah, he's asking to Lord Gauranga, not Krishna. Lord Gauranga.
You think Lord Gauranga is not Krishna? He is Krishna in the mood of loving this world with prema. He is Krishna himself. You think there's a difference between Chaitanya and Krishna? What are you, an atheist?
So that's asking how can to become special to Srila Prabhupada and like,
by being totally dedicated. If you dedicate your every thought, word and deed to Guru and Krishna and Prabhupada, Gauranga, Krishna, every word, every thought, every deed, at every second of your day, if you strive and to the best of your ability to fully engage everything like that, you will become very, very dear to Krishna, very quickly, very dear. Yes.
Ocupar todas tus acciones, cada uno de tus esfuerzos, cada uno de tu respiración, cada cosa que hagas, ocupar la misión de Prabhupada y la misión de Krishna, y de esa manera te va a volver querido para todos, para Krishna, para Srila Prabhupada, para los devotos puros, para Srila Gauranga, para todo el mundo.
Add to that? Correct. Yes. Translate.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que seguir las instrucciones que Prabhupada nos está dando en sus libros. De esa manera nosotros también nos vamos a volver queridos para Krishna.
Not making our way of Krishna, wearing what I like to do, what I like to eat.
No solamente hacer lo que nosotros queramos hacer a nuestra manera, lo que yo quiero comer, lo que yo quiero hacer, no, sino que seguir el proceso tal como Prabhupada lo está estableciendo en los libros, sus instrucciones. ¿Qué es la dedicación? Si tú realmente sigues lo que Prabhupada está estableciendo en sus libros, eso es dedicación.
You know the order that Prabhupada gave us? One order Prabhupada gave us. Prabhupada said, deliver the world.
Una de las órdenes que nos dio Srila Prabhupada es liberen al mundo.
He said, become guru and deliver the world. That he gave us that order.
Vuelvanse gurus y liberen al mundo. Esa fue una de las órdenes que nos dio Prabhupada.
So you have to understand, it is your duty to deliver the world. So how can you do that? You have to deliver yourself. You can only deliver the world to the extent that you've delivered yourself. So we have two. We have Bahirna Singha, Hirdayana Singha. Hirdayana Singha is deliver yourself, and Bahirna Singha is deliver the world.
Que es interna, individual, y otra liberación que es para el mundo.
You have to embrace these orders of Prabhupada. You see? Become guru means bring all of your senses under control and preach.
Volverse un guru significa tener todos los sentidos bajo control y predicar.
So, any other question?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
All right. Now you're next. Okay, now your turn.
Cuando uno adopta el proceso de conciencia Krishna, llega una etapa en un principio que los deseos o intereses materiales se disminuyen, pero los deseos y emociones espirituales todavía no se desarrollan. Entonces, en esta etapa, ¿cómo trascender? Porque hay miedo de abandonar los intereses materiales por completo, y porque el miedo, o sea, falta la fuerza de determinación, porque uno es infinitesimal por naturaleza, entonces la determinación aparentemente también es muy pequeña. ¿Cómo trascender esa etapa de miedo? Todavía no, uno no está en lo espiritual por completo, y lo material tampoco ya es tan atractivo como antes.
So in the first stage of Krishna consciousness or his process is that you leave this kind of material desires, but you are not experienced yet this like spiritual emotions or ecstasies. So how can you overcome the fear of letting out the material desires, because you are very small? So also the determination is very small. So how can we overcome
our
that
our nature
fear?
Is infinitesimal, the nature of the soul, of the Tattva Shakti. So the determination is also infinitesimal, small. How?
You have to seek out the association of highly advanced Vaishnavas. Because even one moment's association with a highly advanced Vaishnava,
incluso una pequeña porción de asociación de un Vaishnava elevado,
can bestow all perfection.
Puede darte toda la perfección.
Sadhu sangha sadhu sandha sarva shatekai lavamatta sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. Even one moment's association with a highly advanced Vaishnava can completely liberate you.
Incluso un pequeño momento de asociación con un Vaishnava avanzado puede completamente liberarte.
Prabhupada said that one meeting is what did it. Prabhupada was totally caught up in material things. But that one meeting with Bhakti Siddhanta completely turned him around, you see. You suddenly have to find a true sadhu, a true saint. You have to take his association very seriously. Because even one, it's actually one, in Sanskrit, lava matra, it's called. Lava matra. 1/11 of a second. That's all it is. 1/11 of a second.
1/11 of the second.
1/11 of a second. 1 second divided into 11 pieces. If you can have the association, if you can take full advantage of sadhu sangha for even 1/11 of a second, you can achieve all, sarva siddhi hoy, all perfection can be achieved. So you simply find that sadhu and you hear from him, that's all. Simply by the vibration coming from his, the sound vibrations of his voice can liberate you. Even for 1/11 of a second. Qualitative hearing from the qualitative speaker will give you immediate perfection.
La cualidad de la persona que está escuchando y la cualidad de la persona que está hablando, eso te va a dar.
That is the verdict of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Translation?
Not argumentative.
Yes, you can't go and argue with the sadhu.
dice que Lava Matra Sadhusanga tiene que ser anakul, no pratikul, o sea, no tiene que ser argumentativo, no es que tú tienes que
My dear Sadhu, I don't think that I can become liberated in 1/11 of a second. I think you're wrong, my dear Sadhu.
Uno no le puede decir al Sadhu, mi querido Sadhu, yo no creo que tú me vas a poder liberar en 1/11 de segundo, no, yo no te tengo fe.
So in that mood, you will not get liberated, you see. But if you have full faith in the Sadhu, then in 1/11 of a second you can achieve perfection.
Quiere decir entonces que porque muchos de nosotros hemos oído a Prabhupada en grabaciones a los maestros espirituales que vienen, pero no pasa mucho, entonces quiere decir que somos argumentativos, que no aceptamos con plena fe. Yeah. Eso quiere decir.
So he's saying that we have heard from Srila Prabhupada recordings and we are also hearing.
The recording is good enough.
But if
Prabhupada is fully present in the recording. Yeah. Prabhupada is fully present in the recording. Fully present.
So why doesn't it happen yet?
Because you're not hearing in a qualitative mood. Your hearing is not qualitative. You don't have sufficient faith. Your faith is deficient. You're lacking faith.
Because
that's why.
I'm infinitesimal. So my faith is also small.
Actually, infinitesimal can have huge faith. You need to become faithful. That's your difficulty, sir. You're not faithful. That's why you're not realizing Krishna. You have to become faithful. That's all of our problem we're all having. You see, you have to be by full faith. Krishna becomes manifest. We're lacking faith. That is the difficulty. Therefore, we're not seeing Krishna. When our faith becomes perfect, we will see Krishna at every minute. That's it. Our faith is imperfect. We have to increase our faith. Krishna, please bless me. I have now full faith in you. Absolute, total faith in you. We have to beg for that. And then we can achieve perfection. So, that's translation.
Yeah. Okay. Entonces, lo que Devarshi Narada estaba preguntando es por qué si es que nosotros escuchamos grabaciones de Srila Prabhupada y escuchamos también a los devotos puros, no tenemos esa pérdida del miedo de dejar atrás los apegos materiales, los apegos mundanos, y no sentimos esta gran iluminación. Entonces Maharaj le está diciendo que es porque él no tiene, o porque nosotros en general cuando escuchamos no lo hacemos con fe completa, no lo hacemos con plena determinación y con plena fe de que realmente un onceavo de segundo de simplemente la vibración de la voz de Srila Prabhupada nos puede liberar completamente y que no hay ninguna diferencia entre la grabación y la voz misma de Srila Prabhupada y de todos los devotos puros, simplemente nosotros tenemos que tener fe absoluta y completa de que eso puede ser así.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up soon. I'm going to do the video real quick. But yes, you've been waiting for a long time. What is your question? What is the question?
Can I repeat the question?
Yeah, repeat the question.
Okay, la pregunta de Madre Estela es ¿qué pasa si nosotros tenemos un amigo o una amiga muy querido en conciencia de Krishna pero que se aleja, se va? ¿Cómo nosotros deberíamos actuar frente a esa persona? ¿Deberíamos alejarnos para proteger nuestra propia vida espiritual o deberíamos tratar de acercarlo de vuelta? ¿Sí?
Okay, so she's asking if we have a very like dear friend in Krishna consciousness, in this process we make very nice friends and good friends, but some of them or one of them, they go away of Krishna consciousness and he's or she's telling, I don't want to be devotee anymore. What should we do? Which is the instruction? We should like keep trying to preach her or him, or we should like...
And somebody goes away, you try to save them, that's all.
Or we should avoid his or her association?
No, you should try to reach out and give them your love and bring them back.
Lo que nosotros deberíamos hacer en ese caso es tratar de seguir dándole nuestro amor para que esa persona vuelva. Nunca cortar los lazos, los vínculos con esa persona.
But don't let them drag you down in the hole that they're in. You see, you have to pull them back up. Now, if they're dragging you down, then don't do it.
No dejen que ellos se ahoguen en este océano material, sino que hay que tratar de tirarlos para afuera, rescatarlos. No hay que dejar que se ahoguen.
Yeah, you have to protect. The first thing is you have to save yourself.
Sorry, Mother.
Your first business is to save yourself and then save others.
O sea, tu primer trabajo, tu primera misión es salvarte a ti mismo para luego poder salvar a los otros también.
Prabhupada said the most important thing is to save the world.
Prabhupada dijo que la cosa más importante es salvar al mundo.
But even more important is to save yourself.
Más importante que eso es salvarte a ti mismo.
So you try to save them, but if you're being dragged down, you have to detach yourself from them.
Si tú estás estancado o ahogándote, tú no lo vas a poder salvar a los demás.
But keep giving, try to give them that mercy. Throw them the, it's like if somebody is drowning in the ocean, you're on the ship, you throw them the lifebuoy to pull them back in.
Pero tú tienes que tratar de darle misericordia, tienes que como una persona que se está ahogando en el océano y desde el barco le tiran una cuerda, un salvavidas para sacarlo.
But if they're pulling so hard that they're going to pull you, you're going to fall into the ocean also. That's not good. You see, you have to be stronger than they are.
Pero tú tienes que ser más fuerte que esa persona, porque si esa persona empieza a tirar el salvavidas a la cuerda, a tal punto que te va a tirar a ti al mar, te va a ahogar a ti, eso no es bueno.
Krishna will give you that strength.
Krishna te va a dar esa fuerza.
Guru and Krishna will empower you if you take shelter of them. But my dear Guru Maharaj, my dear Srila Prabhupada, my dear Krishna, I want to save this person. Please empower me. I can do that. If you beg for the mercy, you'll become very, very strong. You see. Then you may be able to save them. So we've been kind of going a little long here. So we'll go ahead and stop here. And we thank you all very much. If anybody wants my CD, I only have a few left, but I have. You can come forward and get a CD. I had to figure out how much it would be in your local currency, but like about, I can figure that out in a minute on my computer. Rajavidjashimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.